In the evening edition, Barbados records yet another COVID-19 death. Amidst a COVID surge, the head of the COVID-19 monitoring unit worries that Barbadians are dropping their guard and appeals for compliance with protocols. COVID deaths in the U.S. hit the 1 million mark. This country's nurses want the government to address a series of grievances, and a spokesman for the PSV sector worries about behavior in the industry after a bloody confrontation leaves a passenger critically wounded. This is the evening edition from Starcom Network News. The head of the COVID-19 monitoring unit, Ronald Chapman, worries about slack compliance with protocols amidst a surge in cases. He tells Starcom Network News, it's a matter of concern.
What is a little disturbing is that we're seeing persons relax in terms of the mask wearing. And we're seeing some places which are also relaxing the implementation of the hand sanitizing. And this is critical in the fight against COVID-19. We are also seeing places like public transport where we're seeing overcrowding on public transport again. So those are some things that we have some issues with.
Mr. Chapman stresses the need for personal responsibility as the unit gives priority to areas of highest vulnerability.
People have to take responsibility for themselves. The Ministry of Health can't do it alone. COVID unit cannot be there with people every step of the way. What we have been doing at the unit is that we have been focusing our attentions in areas where there's high vulnerability. Old age, elderly care facilities, the schools, and places like that, where you have particular nuances, things that would predispose people to catch it. So you want to be able to pay attention to those areas, and we have been doing that.
Head of the COVID-19 monitoring unit, Ronald Chapman. Meantime, on VOB's Down to Brass Tacks call-in program today, a caller articulated a concern expressed by some others about what they consider to be confusing protocols or inconsistent enforcement.
So why is it that I can invite all of those people to my event for free? All they got to do is wear a mask and sanitize and so on and so on and so on. And the minute that I want a dollar bill from them, I have to employ the COVID unit to come there to test everybody, and they must be vaccinated. I need somebody to answer me that definitively, because those are the issues that we're grappling with. And then the people that are vaccinated, as we are speaking about in the open, come from the foreign country. They're not wearing a mask.
A caller on Brass Tacks today. A 92-year-old woman is the latest recorded COVID-19 casualty in this country. She was unvaccinated and passed away yesterday. Her death has brought the number of people who have died here to 432. The White House says the U.S. has passed more than 1 million COVID-related deaths. President Joe Biden said the country was marking a tragic milestone, and each death was an irreplaceable loss. It's the highest official total in the world, although the World Health Organization believes the true death toll may be much higher elsewhere. The U.S. has also recorded more than 80 million COVID cases out of 330 million as a population. This country's nurses want the government to address a series of grievances. The concerns have been outlined by President of the Barbados Nurses Association, Valerie Francis Miller, and Michelle Marshall, Chairman of the Nurses Division of the National Union of Public Workers, in separate messages to mark International Nurses Day. Ms. Marshall says, for instance, it's time to seriously address issues related to training and pay.
We implore the relevant authorities to make provision for adequate nurse training. With leave in order that student nurses are not forced to attend the Barbados Community College or university during the day and then have to work at night, which is very demanding and stressful. There's a dire need to provide specialized training in midwifery, gerontology, postpartum specialty, orthopedic nursing, and other nursing courses. The longstanding issues of nursing upgrade needs to be addressed in making it more attractive and meaningful for nurses to remain in Barbados. Nurses and other healthcare workers are still waiting on the payment of the hazard pay, which was successfully negotiated with the NUPW and the Ministry of Public Service.
Michelle Marshall, chairman of the Nurses Division of the National Union of Public Workers. Meantime, Mrs. Frances Miller of the Nurses Association wants the BNA to be consulted on key health sector policies and decisions.
We nurses are the experts of our concerns and needs. Therefore, should be included at the table of policy and decision making. We wish to be engaged by the government on matters relative to strengthening local health systems. The BNA stands as a watchman for nurses on matters relative to job security, socioeconomic advancement, long life care, and inclusion, even for nurses in retirement.
President of the Barbados Nurses Association, Valerie Frances Miller. A man who was a passenger on a taxi remains hospitalized in critical condition while the vehicle's driver and injured conductor are being questioned by police. This follows a violent and bloody altercation just outside the Sheraton Center Mall last night. It's the latest of a series of incidents involving public sector vehicles that have gone viral on social media. Director of Complaints of the Alliance Owners of Public Transport, Craig Manfield, is worried about the trend. He describes the incident as disheartening.
The business, as we all know, is to transport the general public to and from our locations in a safe and efficient and effective manner. And when incidents like this occur, it is very disheartening to actually hear that a passenger and a conductor will get into altercation. But I would like to appeal to the operators to please ensure that when they are taking the passengers to the destination, that they do it in a safe manner and to try and avoid as much conflict as possible. And for passengers who get onto the DSV operator van, I would like them to also bear in mind that they are also have a role to play as it relates to behavior on and off of the road. They have options to choose which vehicle to get on. There are some vehicles that are considered to be aggressive in terms of the driving style, and so therefore I would advise them to take those vehicles that they know are considered to be safe.
Director of Complaints with the Alliance Owners of Public Transport, Craig Banfield. A religious group says there's a need for Barbados to get back to a sense of God, and they plan a series of events for next month with that in mind. The Worship in the City series is an initiative of the Reverend Patrick Tanis, and one of the organizers, Denise Nichols, who has outlined a plan to take the concept across the country. She notes it's a non-denominational initiative intended to bring the country back to God.
We pretty much feel that there is a new sound that needs to be heard in the land, worship, not only in the city, but we pretty much felt that the song should resound throughout the land. And so we want to take it to the country, worship to the country, in that we want to get everybody involved. So we would create a one big worship choir, worshiping the Lord and thanking him for all the things he's done for us as a nation. So we want to create a fresh sound in the land, a sound of hope, a sound of peace. And that's why worship in the city is taking it to the country.
One of the organizers of Worship in the City, Denise Nichols. In Grenada, Prime Minister Dr. Keith Mitchell has told Grenadians to await a major announcement on Saturday amid speculation that he will announce the date for the next general election that is constitutionally due by June next year, but widely expected to be held this year. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson says relations between Russian President Vladimir Putin and the West are beyond repair following his invasion of Ukraine. The Prime Minister said he cannot see how relations with Putin can be renormalized. It comes after the UK signed mutual security pacts with Nordic states, Finland and Sweden. Recapping the top stories, Barbados records yet another COVID-19 death. Amidst a COVID surge, the head of the COVID-19 monitoring unit is worried that Barbadians are dropping their guard. COVID deaths in the U.S. hit the 1 million mark. This country's nurses want the government to address a series of grievances, and a spokesman for the PSV sector is worried about behavior in the industry after a bloody confrontation leaves a passenger critically wounded. The Evening Edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group.